morning and welcome to Abakwa FM radio station this morning, where we're having breaking news for the people of Amandra. Quite good news. And so it's breaking news. We have a guest in our studio this morning. They'll be telling us some good news for the jobless and unemployed people in Bamenda, for those who are involved in the crafts making, in the local technology. Please put your ears up because we have very good news for you. So this is Abakwa FM. At some 15 minutes after the hour of 9 a.m., we'll be bringing you a special pitch. Of course, we'll be focusing on the Toil Village of Pakistan. And straight away, let me give you the names of our guests in our studio this morning. We have Professor Dr. Pathish Norbert. He's a senior expert service, SEC, from Bonn, Germany. We have Dr. Senta Sela, senior expert service. She too is from Germany. And we have Engineer Victor. He's program director for the Center for Appropriate Technologies, CAD, here in Bamenda. All of them have joined me, Aaron Card, to welcome you to this special edition. Like I said, it's breaking news and very good news for the people of Bamenda. So please stay with us. We want to welcome Dr. Senta Sela to our studio. Doctor, good morning and welcome to Abakwa FM.
Good morning. I'm very happy to sit here.
I want to say good morning to Dr. Norbert.
Good morning. Thank you very much for your invitation.
Thank you very much, Doctor. I want to say good morning to Engineer Victor.
Good morning, Mr. Aaron. I'm also happy to be here today.
Victor, you work with CAD Bamenda, and you are bringing Abakwa FM radio station this good news, and you bring it to us some guests. So what is it all about, and who are the guests?
This good news is actually about using what we have to get what we want, to also help augment our living standard. The people I'm bringing, they are people from the senior expert service in Germany. They have actually helped us, especially the Center for Appropriate Technology, to transform it. And it is actually a success story because Dr. Senta, you will also be surprised to know that she has been here several times. Since 1998, she has trained a good number of women, about 40 women in Mankon here. And it is actually something that...
She's trained them in what, Victor?
In doll making.
Doll making.
Ethnic dolls.
Ethnic dolls.
So they've been producing it. It is marketed here in Cameroon, all over, even in Europe. She has also been doing a lot of marketing for them. In Europe, presenting their work in museums all over the world.
So why are they here? Because they're talking about the film festival.
They are here to encourage other craft people and other women that they should use their time to do something for themselves.
We start with Dr. Senta Sela. Doctor, you're welcome to our studios. We want to know from you what is your plan of action this time around as you are back in Cameroon on your retirement.
I come here for the seventh time and I meet all the people I have trained so far to do quality control with them and to keep also friendship among us and tell them what their efforts have achieved already. For instance, the Cameroonian dolls are in a museum of dolls in Iceland. And they are sold in Germany in three ethnological museums at special events like Market of the Continents or Market of the People of the World. And it is always important to add a new product every year because you cannot do 10 years the same product. You should always improve and think about an addition. For instance, now I'm thinking about beadwork because beadwork in Cameroon is a high level tradition, but it will be lost in the next years because it's a tiresome work and the people don't see the value of such handicrafts. But I think beadwork is wonderful to make small items, and I would like to make a revival in this craft.
Why are you interested about dolls in Cameroon?
Dolls are a market hole in many countries.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a very complex item. You have to learn many skills. Mm-hmm. You have to work with knitted fabric and with local stuffing material. And a good doll must have a friendly face and a very typical hairstyle of the country. So it's a really high-skilled work, and it takes time. But it is a market hole. They're a niche product. There are no toys, handmade dolls, in the market here or in the market in Pakistan, where I started this idea.
Mm-hmm.
And now there are women groups not only here in Cameroon. There are three in Cameroon, like Akwa Tinuiga,
mm-hmm.
Akankang, and the Kat Women's Center.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another group in South America, in Colombia, and the first village which invited me is situated in the Punjab of Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
And about this village, a documentary film was made in 2004, and about this film we want to talk.
Doctor, I want to know Professor Pitich Norbert. Good morning once again, Prof.
Good morning.
Yes, Prof, I do have DVD, the video film here. What is it all about and what do you intend to do with it?
It's a 3-hour documentary about the experience with this project in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Center told you that this movie was produced from a private company, Pulse Media Group, in March 2004. And it was in the Globians Documentary Movie Festival in Potsdam last year. They have had 200 entries. And they selected 40, and Tataka Donor, the Pakistan project, is one sample.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a good sample, it seems me, for people in the Northwest Province and in Bamenda too. And it's also the idea that people who are interested to send an entry to this festival, they can, under Google, mm-hmm. Globians, they can have all the information in English.
Mm-hmm.
So the next festival is again in August 2006.
Mm-hmm.
So, and maybe this is also a small result from our visit in this year.
So what is it all about? Because you intend showing this film in Bamenda. Why do you want to show this film in Bamenda? This movie?
Yeah, this movie, it's experience since the year 1993.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Center has started with promotion of cultural heritage in the year 1998.
Mm-hmm.
So, and under the roof of CAT, they have handicraft since the year 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So we, it seems us that it is a good chance to show what things are possible for people in rural area for income generation.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very important to show that you can do things without money, because the project Dr. Center has spoken about this in other countries. The main idea is that people in the rural areas, that they create income, but not like charity. They do this with a handwork.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the movie, it's very good, I think, to show if you are really willing to do things to promote your traditional culture, that you limit the quantity, but that there is a high quality, that there is a chance in the future to have some small income. Because the philosophy is, if the people in the rural area, they have a little money, they must not move to the big cities. And you know, the big cities around the world, also in the Western countries, they have enough problems. Mm-hmm. So a little, also the idea is that the future is in the rural area. Mm-hmm. And there is maybe a small construction. It's like a chair with three legs. The one thing is the preservation of cultural heritage, mm-hmm. yeah, income generation. The second one is appropriate technology, mm-hmm. so that the people in the rural areas, they are independent from the central infrastructure, because they don't need, this is what CAT are doing, is they don't need complicated equipment. They need only the electricity, maybe for a bulb and for a small radio, so that they can hear the interview today.
Exactly.
So that they are independent. And the third thing is also learning and training on the job.
Yeah,
so
right.
This is that we like very much to work together with CAT, and hope that result also from our visit this year. And the one thing that CAT can start with workshops in the north, in the extreme north, where they have not enough firewood. Mm-hmm. And the other one is to print a small booklet about the 5 years of experience in CAT.
I want to know from Dr. Santa Sila, Doctor, after the film on Thursday at 4 p.m. at the Franco-Cameroon Alliance, What will then happen? What will you do next?
I think it will be a reunion of all the people who know me in the 8 years where I got acquainted to many people of Bamenda. Mm-hmm. And we will go 1 week later back to Germany. I'm now working with artisans from Noveka and with my old doll maker groups, and I encourage them to produce products of high quality and a good style. So the cooperation is not limited to this next week. We are always available on internet, by email, and communicate. Mm-hmm. And I will come back next year for another 4 or 5 weeks and do the same again, and encourage people to take up traditional patterns which
can help them.
They can
live a life of their own.
They can use.
I want to know from you, how many places have you visited in the Northwest Province? How many tribes, how many villages?
In the Northwest Province, I was to some kingdoms like Fumban and Bali and Bafut. And yes, in the grasslands, I saw many courts and many communities. But the first group who invited me was Akwa Tinuiga in Mankon. Mm-hmm. And I visited also in the southwest Limbe, and in the southeast Kribi, and I do many studies about local costumes of the past.
Who is assisting you to do this philanthropic gesture? Do you have an organization that is supporting you and your husband, or that is just personal initiative and personal sponsor?
Yes, in the beginning we financed even our trips to Bamenda from our own resources, but now I get some aid for a flight ticket from Senior Expert Service Germany, mm-hmm. and the groups apply for a new mission so that I can come here on government contribution. I get some help for marketing for the groups from the German embassy and from the Siemens mission in Douala and Baptist mission. Wherever are interested people, they say, bring some dolls and we will take them in our office and sell from here.
That's wonderful. Now, maybe I will ask Victor to explain to our listeners this morning how the movie will look like, the language, and those people he's inviting to come and take part, you know, in the observation of the movie on Thursday.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Aaron. This movie is going to be subtitled in English, but it is interchanging in German and English. Mm-hmm. Whenever they are talking German, they will be subtitled in English.
Yeah.
When they will be
talking English,
they will be subtitled in German.
Mm-hmm.
So we are doing this in the organization with NOECA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, NOECA is the umbrella organization for all the
crafts people in the province.
Yes, and we are also doing it in collaboration with Alliance Franco Cameroon,
mm-hmm.
and we are inviting all the craft people and the general public, the BOST,
Bamenda
University of Science and Technology. Our professor and Dr. Senta had an opportunity to give a lecture the other day,
mm-hmm.
about culture and what they can do after school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very interesting. We are also inviting them to also come and watch this great movie, because I'm sure everybody who will watch it will also have a changed life, will have a changed mentality completely about life.
Exactly, Vic. And I also have to add here that the movie will be showing possible things that the people of the countryside can do, of course, to be self-reliant, to be employed, to fight against poverty. And we will also be showing appropriate means of technologies and income-generating activities for the people of the countryside. And like they are saying, it's going to have subtitles in English, and so it will be very open to the public. So if you come there, you must have something to gain. And it will be for how many minutes?
The movie.
Doctor, how many minutes?
The movie is a long movie, but we could show 90 minutes of it. The whole movie would be 180 minutes, but I think we should not overdo it. In the first 90 minutes, much is already shown about the project. And please invite all the people to come on Thursday at 4 o'clock.
Doctor, we will do. Professor, before we go, is there anything special you'd like to share with our listeners about your work in Cameroon?
It seems to me a very important point to explain what CAT is doing, for example, in the workshops. This is they have developed several things like a solar cooker, a solar oven, a thermal box, a power box. All these things are very important for the people in the rural area.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that there is a chance to develop a thing like a dry closet and a filter for drinking water. These are some things for the near future. So I hope that we can do all these things. Life is very short and it's important to use the time.
You're right. Yes, Doctor? Yeah, Doctor, maybe your last word before we go.
I think I'm always very happy to be here in the grasslands, because you have the most beautiful natural scene of the world and the best weather. When I think back to Germany in January, I feel so happy here, because there we would have 15 centigrades below freezing point and 10 centimeters of snow even in the cities. So I'm really congratulating you for your beautiful environment here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Dr. Victor, Ginny Victor.
Yeah, Aaron, I just wanted to highlight a bit on our program.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, presently we have been working with schools,
mm-hmm.
Also trying to provide skills.
Mm-hmm.
Working with schools in the sense of
empowering,
linking, trying to link their theoretical knowledge to some practical issues, real practical issues in life.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also calling on the school authorities to look into the curriculum structure, restructure it so that we can give it an industrial perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So that by the time a child leaves school, he should be able to use his hands if there is no job, because our curriculum has been structured in only for the white collar jobs.
You're right.
So we should also try to see if these jobs are not there tomorrow, the students should be able to leave. And we also want to extend our programs now in the north. We are planning to create the appropriate technology centers in the north, and also strengthen the CAT clubs that we created in all the 7 divisions of the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
We are working closely with them now, and I think it's a good thing that other schools should copy.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jini Victor, Program Director for Center for Appropriate Technology in Bamenda. Thank you, Dr. Senta Sela, Senior Expert Service, all the way from Bonn, Germany. And to you, Professor Pitish Nobet, want to welcome you to our studios. We wish you a very wonderful time on the wonderful initiative which you and your wife are carrying out in Northwest Province in Cameroon on helping the local people, the local technicians, local craftsmen and women, of course, to be safe employed and safe reliant to fight employment. I think that is one of the best ways of helping Cameroonians fight poverty. So we want to say more grace to your elbows for that wonderful initiative. Then we must keep reminding you, ladies and gentlemen, especially those of you who are affiliated to CAD, or those organizations, those craftsmen and women in the Northwest Province, right over to Nkambe. Please be there at the Franco-Cameroon Alliance. That is on Thursday as from 4 p.m. Watch this movie that tells a story of its own. We can all work together creatively, of course, to make things happen for ourselves here in the Northwest Province. The movie you're going to watch is titled, Tanda Kendona. It's a remarkable village in the rural Pakistan, where we hear that 36 volunteers from Western countries have visited and coached the village people in a HEP to save HEP project since 1991. Toys and tiny toy reflects regional cultures of Pakistan, products which generate cash income for the farming families through the local cooperatives like NGO. But those volunteers from Western countries are also having fun by working creatively in a remote village of Islamic society with strong overlays by the traditional cultures of Indus Valley, Harappa for 300 DC, the Hungul period influences from the colonial British India period and the Bujat country culture. Hence, the playfulness of a toy village is on both sides for the villagers by manufacturing handcraft toys for cash in a not yet industrialized region, avoiding rural exodus to the big cities, poverty slums that are generally in cities by migration. And on the other side, one can notice the joy of Western volunteers being comforted at work by their own history, frameworked but in present times and with a very foreign and sometimes strange context. So that's what you're going to watch. I think so, Doctor. Thanks very much. That's where we come to the end of this breaking news for the people of Bamenda, because more than half of Bamenda is, you know, living on crabs. So we want to wish them all the best, and we look forward to having them on Thursday at 4 p.m. For all this